Hello, this is the Daily Encouragement Net podcast for Friday, July 13th, 2007. We are Stephen and Brooksine Weber, and we prepare these messages each weekday morning with the goal of encouraging believers in Christ all around the world. Today, Brooksine is not with me, although she did help me prepare the message. She had an earlier appointment and was not able to be here for the recording of the podcast, so you'll just be hearing my voice today, although normally it's both of us sharing together, which we like to consider a joint ministry. Today's message is titled, God's Instruction Manual. The scripture text is Ephesians 1, 9-10, and this reads, "And he made known to us the mystery of his will, according to his good pleasure, which he purposed in Christ, to be put into effect when the times will have reached their fulfillment, to bring all things in heaven and on earth together under one head, even Christ." Several years ago, there was an ad about a frustrated father who's trying to assemble a new bike for his daughter. He can't find the assembly instructions, and he just can't figure out how to put the bike together. From upstairs, his daughter observes his frustration and quickly runs to her computer and finds the assembly instructions on the internet, prints them out, and lets them float down to her dad. He assumes he's just located the missing instructions after he finds them. He follows the instruction manual and is able to put the bike together. She's a happy girl. Consider the degree in which the human race has ignored and continues to ignore the most important instruction manual, the instruction manual of life from the Creator, the Holy Bible. This instruction manual is widely available. If you are reading this, you almost certainly have access to it. So do all those around you. Yet for the most part, the Bible's instructions are ignored and considered irrelevant by enlightened modern man. Increasingly, these instructions are even mocked. I prepared today's message from here in Lancaster County, Pennsylvania, USA, at my comfortable desk on a beautiful midsummer day. This message will be transmitted to your computer using modern technology and will reach you in a matter of seconds after I submit it, regardless of where you live in this world. That's astounding, isn't it? Paul wrote the letter to the Ephesians almost 2,000 years ago from prison, bound to a guard. Consider the effort he made to communicate God's truth, quote, "to the saints in Ephesus, the faithful in Christ Jesus." It surely took a lot of time for the message to be delivered and then read aloud as the people assembled in church. But my desire today is like Paul's and many, many others who have gone on before me, and presently many who share as servants of God. I want to share a perspective from the main instruction manual. The specific verse I've selected for today's comment is extremely rich. Consider merely the phrase, "he made known to us." Thank God that he has spoken and made known his ways. We have a number of sources of revelation, but primarily and fundamentally we have his Son and the written Word of God. In the past, God spoke to our forefathers through the prophets at many times and in various ways. But in these last days, he has spoken to us by his Son, whom he appointed heir of all things and through whom he made the universe. That's Hebrews 11, verse 2. And then 2 Timothy 3, 14-17. It's a longer passage, but I need to read all of it. States, and Paul is writing here to Timothy, but also to all of us. "Can you, however, continue in the things you have learned and have become convinced of, knowing from whom you have learned them, and that from childhood you have known the sacred writings which are able to give you the wisdom that leads to salvation through faith which is in Christ Jesus. All Scripture is inspired by God and profitable for teaching, for reproof, for correction, for training in righteousness, so that the man of God may be adequate, equipped for every good work." God has clearly revealed his will and way. We have an absolutely adequate instruction manual that is so often left underutilized or even unread, even by believers. Today, in all the hustle and bustle of life, consider and rejoice that the Almighty Maker of heaven and earth has spoken and has made known His will to the human race. Are you reading and heeding His instruction manual? Today's prayer is merely a portion of Scripture. Normally, Brooksine writes the prayer, and I must note there are days that I suppose she spends an hour on that relatively brief prayer, but she takes her role in that prayer very seriously, and I do not seem to have that particular gifting, but certainly can't go wrong by reading just a portion of the Word that is a prayer today. It is my prayer, and I hope it will be yours. Show me your ways, O Lord. Teach me your paths. Guide me in your truth, and teach me. For you are God my Savior, and my hope is in you all day long. That's actually from Psalm 25. Well, it's a joy to share with you today. My wife, Brooksine, is normally right here beside me, but she had an early meeting today and was unable to join me, although she did help me prepare the message. We are on the web at www.dailyencouragement.net. Today we do have a couple of photos up. And you may enjoy looking at on the website and podcasts and email posting today. We also have a number of suggested songs that we believe supplement the message and may bless you as well that are available simply as audio links. Click on them and they should, in most computer systems, just play the song. Well, have a blessed day today and continue to remember God's love and His provision for your life.